Hello, Vay, you're joining in a conversation on COVID-19. Hectic meetings are underway, in fact, in the Health Ministry today, where top scientists of the Indian Council of Medical Research, including Professor Balram Bhargav, is meeting with Health Ministry officials, especially the Joint Secretaries and the Special Secretaries who are looking into COVID-19 and how to deal with the menace in the country. Earlier to that, the principal scientific advisor also and his team of scientists held a meeting with top ministry officials, including the Union Health Ministry. The Government of India continues to work in the direction of bringing down the number of cases of COVID-19 in the country and improving our recovery rate and also trying to keep the death rate at low and also trying to reduce the death rate in the country. The efforts are on as we continue to be under lockdown. Some relaxations expected on the 20th of April. However, as has been said by the Prime Minister, all of it is going to be removed if there is any laxity or if any problem surfaces. Having said that, this appears to be a long sort of a haul. The big takeaway today from what the government has said that 1 in 3 cases in the country in India have been linked to the Tablighi Jamaat is what we've been given to understand. Hence, close to 30% of the cases in the country are linked to the Tablighi Jamaat. In the last 24 hours, close to 1,000 new cases and 36 deaths have been reported. To be precise, it's 957 new cases. However, what has been said by the government is that our recovery rate has crossed the 13% mark, while our death rate continues to hover around 3%. States with maximum cases linked to the Nizamuddin Markaz are Tamil Nadu, Delhi, Telangana, UP, Andhra Pradesh, Assam, and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. But some more good news here. There are 22 new districts in 12 states that have not reported any fresh cases during the last 14 days. These are Lakhisarai, Gopalganj, Bhagalpur, Dholpur, Udaipur, Pulwama, Thobal, Chitradurga, Hoshiarpur, Rohtak, Charkhi Dadri, Lohit, Bhadrak, Karimganj, Golaghat, Kamrup, Golghata, Kamrup Rural, Karimganj, Golaghat, Kamrup Rural, Nalbari and South Salmara, Jalpaiguri and Kalimpong, and Vishakhapatnam. Also, the age-wise pattern has been studied once again that shows that the number of people dying between the age of 0 to 45 are roughly around 14%. 10.3% people in the age group of 45 to 60 are dying because of COVID-19. 33.1% are between the age group of 60 to 75 and 42.2% are from 75 years and above age group. 83% of the cases who are succumbing to COVID-19 have underlying healthcare conditions or comorbidities. Other than that, the government has also spoken about a drug called Remdesivir. The government says if Remdesivir is found to be effective, we can either do patent pooling because it's a pandemic or if some local company produces. However, India is part of the solidarity trial that would look at the medicine is what has been said by the Indian Council of Medical Research. Remdesivir, remember, as studied, in fact, shows that the company that is conducting a 5,500 patient trial to compare giving it for 5 days versus 10 days to patients show that the data and the analysis is still not out. Also on hydroxychloroquine, the government and the Indian Council of Medical Research says some people had hypoglycemia after taking hydroxychloroquine. That has been said by the Indian Council of Medical Research. There is no trial on hydroxychloroquine. It's an observational study, says the ICMR, with 480 patients also doing a study in the side effects on healthcare workers who have already taken it. Now, side effects include abdominal pain, nausea. 10% reported abdominal pain and 6% had nausea. Also, the Government of India has today spoken about how there was 100% house-to-house survey in Kasaragod. It was a very effective campaign called Break the Chain. Kasaragod used drones for surveillance, used GPS for tracking people on home quarantine, did aggressive testing. Today, that was a showcase district for effective containment plan implementation, is what the government said. Also, once again, as reiterated by the government, rapid diagnostic test is a surveillance tool for epidemiological purposes. The gold standard for diagnosis is RT-PCR, is what the government has said. Well, that's it from me today. As far as updates from the government and the Indian Council of Medical Research is coming, do continue to take care of yourself. Be extremely cautious. In fact, be very careful if you have to step out, and all of us have to at some point in time, for all the essential reasons, for all the important reasons. But when you do, continue to take utmost care and be very safe. Thanks for joining in.